Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
On News Talk.
Well, the day has finally arrived that 300,000 people have been waiting for as the National Ploughing Championships return for the first time since the pandemic. And this year, the 67th World Ploughing Championships also taking place in County Laois as Russia was stripped of the privilege of hosting the event. Our reporter Josh Crosby is on site for the first day of the three-day event. He's on the line now. Josh, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Much of a crowd there so far, and more important, what's the weather like?
The weather, yes, the big question. I'm just a few fields down from the main entrance. The trade arena opened in the last half an hour around 9 o'clock, and there's heavy traffic all the way to the site. Motorists are being advised to allow for double their usual travel time. There are thousands of eager visitors wanting to get in for a first look at some of the more than 1,500 exhibitors. The weather, to answer your question, Pat, it's looking good now, with Metairn forecasting any drizzle or showers for the northwest coast. So it's shaping up to be a nice dry day here in Laois, with temperatures reaching up to 19 degrees for the return of the ploughing. Tomorrow is pretty similar expectations, but then on Thursday there is some rain forecasted. But Pat, as I look around, it's certainly not just farmers coming here. There are tradespeople, entrepreneurs, innovators, environmental advocates, politicians, families, and of course, plenty of people just coming for a day out to take in all the different displays. We need to remember, Pat, this is Europe's largest outdoor event. There's 37 kilometres of metal roadway after being laid down, and it's estimated the ploughing will have a 50 million euro impact to the Irish economy. So it's a pretty big event taking place, to be fair. We'll start off now hearing from none other than Managing Director of the Ploughing Championships, Anna Mae McHugh, and the man whose farm is hosting the event, Clive Carter.
It's wonderful to be back, and that's the message we're hearing from everybody here today, that it's great to be back, and there's a great atmosphere here.
What can people expect? Are there changes from previous years?
Well, there's a huge attraction this year, of course, because we are hosting the 67th World Ploughing, and of course, you know, all the other attractions. There's everything here, from domestic appliances to the biggest machine that's made out there. So if somebody goes away saying that there was nothing here for them to see, I'd like to meet that person and say there was something wrong with them.
They must have had the blinkers on or something.
Yes.
And you mentioned the international competition. How do you think Laois will fare now on the world stage?
Well, each country have two competitors, one in the reversible and one in the conventional. And our Irish competitors will be John Whelan from Wexford and Eamon Tracy from Carlow. And of course, should they arrive on the top of the winning list, certainly it'll be the icing for every competitor and every ploughman and girl in Ireland.
Clive Carter is my name. I'm the host farmer for the Ploughing Championships.
And Clive, what does it mean, or how special is it to have such a momentous event taking place on your farm?
It's an absolute privilege, really, when you have a few people from very fine parts of the world commenting on how lovely an area you live in and how gorgeous the ground is around here. It's a real honour.
And just on the area, why do you think this area, or your farm in particular, has been chosen as being so suitable for such a large-scale event?
We're lucky enough in many ways, really, that we do have a very dry farm here, free draining, and it copes with traffic very well. But also, we've great surrounding roads and a road network that cater to getting cars in and out very quickly. The area is sort of used to festivals and things like that, and it worked well in the past. So
you only had an electric picnic a couple of weeks ago down the road.
We did, yeah. So we were actually working here on the site during that weekend as well. So
it's a busy spot.
It was very busy for everyone.
And when the land around here isn't being ploughed or being filled up with stalls and different types of vendors, what do you usually farm here, Clive?
We're an all-arable farm here, so we usually grow wheat, barley, gluten-free oats, faba beans and rapeseed.
Different type of farming here now this
week. Yeah, we're sort of growing tents at the minute here, so it's a bit different than the normal day-to-day action.
And that's Laois farmer Clive Carter, and before that, the managing director of the National Ploughing Championships, Anna May McHugh. They both, Josh, mentioned the international visitors to the ploughing this year. Did you get to speak to any of those who are actually competing?
I did, Pat. So 25 countries are taking part in this contest, and the majority of them are two-person teams with two tractors. But you can just imagine the passion these competitors have for ploughing. They've succeeded in their own domestic championships, and they've travelled around the world to show off their skills. And many have hauled their own tractors and ploughs with them. And I suppose they'd obviously want to be working with what they're familiar with. I got to speak with a number of different teams and one of the judges as well, who, when they were practicing. First up is Hayley Gruber, who's representing the US. And Hayley is the only woman competing in the World Championships.
It's going all right. It's a little rocky, more rocky than at home, but we're figuring it out.
And what are you driving yourself here now today?
Case IH Formal 55.
Yeah, you brought it over from home with you?
Yes, I did. Yep.
I suppose you have to. You have to know what equipment you're dealing
with. Yeah, and I'm kind of smaller, so it's hard for me to find a tractor that fits me and everything. Yeah. So, yep.
And how are you feeling? Are you feeling confident?
Pretty confident. The best I can do. You know, I'm doing school at the same time as this, so it's got a lot of work.
You have a hectic schedule.
Yeah. So every time I'm not plowing, I'm doing school. Or every time I'm not doing school, I'm plowing. So.
You have a passion for it?
Yes. Yeah. I've been plowing since I was 8 years old.
And would I be right in saying, as I look across here now, are many other female colleagues out in the field?
No, there's none. No other female colleagues. Just me. I'm the only female here.
So you're not only flying the flag for the States, you're flying the flag for women here as well.
Yeah.
Oh, Daryl Hostrasser representing Canada with a reversible plow.
And what are you driving, Daryl?
Ford 7740. Well, you got some soil the same as this, but it's challenging. Very little movement makes a big difference.
And would it be drier over with you, or?
Most of our plowing is done in August, a very dry time of the year. So this moisture, we don't see very often.
Are you going to fit in some sightseeing, or is it all work and no play?
We did some sightseeing when we first got here, but from now on, it's work.
Helen McSparn, I'm a New Zealand judge.
And what are you looking out for now? What stands out for you as a judge? What do you want to see?
Neat and tidiness, straightness and general appearance.
And are you seeing that so far today?
Well, they're only practicing, so hopefully a lot of them will improve at the competition.
You're giving them a bit of slack today.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Marco Angst and I'm from Switzerland.
And what do you make of the Irish soil? How does it compare?
It's a difficult soil, but it's good, yeah.
Are you feeling confident?
Yeah.
How's your trip in Ireland so far?
Good, very good, yeah. I like it.
All ploughing, or do you get in some holiday as well?
All ploughing.
Some of the different teams taking part in the World Ploughing Championships. Now, Josh, you mentioned the economic impact of this event. What about the different exhibitions which are looking at, you know, the way agriculture is going to shape up in the future?
Well, Pat, there are no shortages of different types of technology and display here. We'll hear from some of the vendors in a few minutes. But there's an Enterprise Ireland innovation arena at the ploughing where it's all about sharing new ideas and technologies. International buying delegations are here to seek out potential development opportunities. And there'll be an award ceremony for some of the projects that have been designed and made here in Ireland. So I took a visit to this arena, and it's a section of the site that really stands out, just the sheer size of the setup. I met with James Maloney, who's the Senior Development Advisor for AgriTech in Enterprise Ireland, and I also met up with the site manager of the ploughing, Tom Kelly.
We're showcasing the latest technology that's coming through on farm. What's hot in agri-tech is here in this marquee at the National Ploughing Championships.
Yeah, and there's dozens of expos, is there?
Yeah, we have 60 exhibitors here, ranging from farm machinery and engineering to software, artificial intelligence, machine learning. Not often words you'd see here associated with agriculture and the National Ploughing Championships, but it's actually happening here.
And for this area, for this field, how important is it now to have the ploughing back?
Oh, it's unreal. Like, we've had this competition on Zoom for the last 2 years, but the buzz of being back here this year, part of that buzz is we've actually 102 international buyers coming through from 19 countries, and they're here to see how Irish technology can help them on their farms and their businesses.
And it's just opening Irish businesses to an international market.
That's exactly it. It's into a network, making the connections, showcasing the technology, and giving these innovators and entrepreneurs the chance to meet the Irish public.
Tom Kelly, site manager. Big crowd pouring in here this morning, so happy days.
And why do you think the ploughing holds such a special place in so many people's hearts here in Ireland?
The variety, I suppose, is a lot of it. You know, we have kind of something for everybody. It started off, I suppose, maybe years ago as a machinery thing, but now there's something for household. There's something here for everybody. We have in the region of 1,400 or 1,500 stands.
So 1,400 to 1,500 vendors inside on the site. But I know it's very hard to call, weather dependent and all that, but what are you expecting number-wise now through the gates over the next 3 days?
Well, we would be expecting in the region of 100,000 to 120,000 a day.
And that could mean over 300,000 record-breaking crowds at Rathenisca for the return of the Ploughing Championships. Now, you mentioned stands, Josh. Who did you speak to?
Well, Pat, we'd need a lot longer than the time frame I have with you this morning to go through even one block of the site here, let alone the hundreds of different types. I know some of the contributors have already said it, but there really is something for everyone here. I was at Electric Picnic only down the road earlier this month, and I described it as the All-Ireland final for some music fans. Well, this is the final for anyone interested in agriculture or machinery. But there are also sporting stands, amusements, cooking demonstrations. Don't forget the brown bread competition. There are fashion shows, sheep shearing, a livestock section, music, and even a golf putting green. But I got speaking with two groups now that really caught my eye, and for the reason being that they're in such contrast to one another, but at the same time enjoyed by the same people. So FRS Network provides a range of services, but what struck me as I was walking past the stand was the app it has available for farmers so they can track their animals' needs and their work. With so much of our lives going digital, it's no different for those working in agriculture. So it was interesting to hear about this project. Then on the complete opposite end of the scale, I took a visit to the Irish Vintage Society, which I'm sure will get a lot of interest over the next few days as they have a large collection on display. First, we'll hear from Jane Marks from FRS Network.
There's a preconception actually that farmers aren't going digital, but we see the opposite actually. We've over 17,000 farmers using the app from zero in 2014.
And what does the app allow the farmer to do?
A number of things, and a lot of it is linked to what they need to do on the farm, like their calf registrations, calf movements, their breeding cycles, and also there's an app there for sheep as well.
But when the farmer's going to the hill, they're bringing their dog, they're bringing their stick, but they're also bringing their smartphone now in their hand to allow them to track and monitor their movements and the animals' movements.
Absolutely, like farmers are told really to bring their phone with them everywhere they go for safety reasons, and Herdwatch is also able to be used without internet coverage and then uploaded later.
Sharon Delahunty, and I'm from the Irish Vintage Society. We have over 6,000 members and 110 clubs all over Ireland.
And Sharon, the Massey 135 and the Bedford trucks, they'll always be a favourite, but talk to me about some of the more unique equipment and machinery you have here.
They're a Lands Bulldog, and it's only started by, they have to light it, a flame light and gas, I think.
It's like a mixture of an old car and
a tractor. Yeah. It's German, yes. It does have the look of German, don't it? And it's quite a blast out of it, or a thump.
And a canvas cab then on top.
Yes, yes.
What else is on display now that people will be able to see over the next few days?
We have the Fergies, the Copper Belly, and we have the Massey's 135, 136.
But you've all sorts, it's not just tractors.
Tractors, they're little stationary engines, grinders, there's a famine soup pot, there's little kitchens, there's a collection of tilly lamps, household goods, all that kind of thing from bygone years, yeah. And we have a lady making butter.
The old churn.
The old churn, and she'll be making butter here. I don't know how many litres she's bringing of cream.
How important is the ploughing on your events calendar, and what does it mean to have it back now after the last couple of years?
We need to be in the ploughing. It's a thing we can't miss. and that. I was minding myself the last 3 weeks in case I get COVID.
To make sure you got here.
They said they'd put me in an orb.
The National Secretary of the Irish Vintage Society, Sharon Delahunty, ending that report from the Ploughing Championships from Josh Crosby. His presence there with thanks to the local enterprise offices' support for new and growing businesses in Ireland. And by the way, there are traffic management plans in place from the Gardaí for motorists who are heading there. They say don't use your sat-nav, just follow the directions as laid down by the Gardaí.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
My uncontrollable movements called TD, tardive dyskinesia, felt embarrassing. I felt like disconnecting. I asked my doctor about treating my TD and learned about Ingrezza, a prescription medicine clinically proven for reducing TD in adults. That's always one capsule, once daily, and number one prescribed. People taking Ingrezza can stay on most mental health meds.
Ingrezza can cause depression, suicidal thoughts, or actions in patients with Huntington's disease. Call your doctor if you become depressed, have sudden behavior or mood changes, or suicidal thoughts. Don't take Ingrezza if allergic. Serious side effects may include allergic reactions like sudden, potentially fatal swelling and hives, sleepiness, the most common side effect, and heart rhythm problems. Know how Ingrezza affects you before operating a car or dangerous machinery. Report fever, stiff muscles, or problems thinking, as these might be life-threatening. Shaking, stiffness, drooling, and trouble with moving or balance may occur.
Take control by asking your doctor about Ingrezza.
Learn more at Ingrezza.com. That's Ingrezza.com.